Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for the next in his regular audio described theatre reviews. Hello Vidar and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much indeed, Toby. Great to be talking with you again.
This week we have the Lincoln Center Theatre's critically acclaimed multi-award winning production of that wonderful musical My Fair Lady at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre. So Vidar, as some critics have been saying, was this a Rolls Royce of a revival?
I would say it was, and I totally concur with that. And as somebody who grew up with the iconic film that many listeners will remember, perhaps with Audrey Hepburn and Rex Harrison taking the lead roles, I've always felt it's rather hard to sort of find anything quite at that level in terms of, you know, what a brilliant production it was. But in terms of this particular stage dramatization or stage production of the work, it was terrific. And it's fairly long, but you don't realize that. Well, I didn't anyway, certainly when I was in my seat. And it was just enthralling from beginning to end. No touch tour on this occasion, but great audio description, Toby, from Jonathan Nash and Julia Grundy from Sightlines. And great, as always, to get those pre-show notes, you know, with details of the characters, the costumes, a little bit about the set and all of that sort of thing. So a bit like reading your programme, getting the scene set, a bit of context for what's going to unfold on stage during the next 2 to 3 hours. And no, it was a really uplifting, professional and enthralling production.
And did the description by Jonathan and Julia of the set and costumes take you back to London in 1910 when the story was set?
Yeah, it did indeed provide that excellent context for the framework, if you like, of the production. And yeah, I mean, it was very detailed, very comprehensive, which helped you to appreciate the story even more. I mean, you can follow the storyline through the songs, through the dialogue. But as I often say when you and I talk about audio-described productions, it's all those small things, facial expressions, subtle action on stage that are overtly visual that you wouldn't be aware of as a blind or partially sighted member of the audience that Jonathan and Julia in this case helped to bring to life. And that added certainly and enhanced my own enjoyment and appreciation of the stage show.
And it was a bit of a starry cast, I believe, with Charlotte Kennedy as Eliza Doolittle and EastEnders' Adam Woodyatt as Alfred P. Doolittle and Leslie Garrett playing Mrs. Price. So some good singing, I hope.
Great singing. As you say, a star-studded lineup. And yeah, that obviously helped to make sure it was such a first-class professional production and clearly well-received by the audience as well. And not something that I can remember ever seeing in Birmingham actually before as a stage show. So it was great that it was at the Hippodrome. And I, for one, and I don't think I was alone, enjoyed it. And again, you know, even if you think you do know a production well, as I thought I knew this one well, I got even more out of it through the audio description and just, you know, that introductory stuff and material about, you know, what's going to happen, what the set's like, what the costumes are like. It all adds to, or in my case certainly does, the enjoyment and fun that you have while sitting in the auditorium.
And My Fair Lady is obviously a very iconic film and one that we've all seen many times and, as you said earlier on, of fantastic performances. And I wondered, sort of, Vidar, how do you sort of, when you're coming to a stage production of a film that we all know, sort of come to it with fresh eyes and sort of block out those images that we might have from seeing the film?
It's a really good question. And I think looking back to when I first remember seeing the film, I had some vision in those days, so I was able to see some of what was, you know, happening on screen, as it were. And to that extent, I've got a rough image in my mind. And yes, the music is very familiar, some of those iconic tunes, you know, that I think many people who know the film will be all too familiar with. But having said that, even though you may have an impression, vague or otherwise, more detailed, of what you've seen initially, I think it still works to come and see something new, and particularly when it's done so well. I think that's the key to it, ultimately. If you're comparing and contrasting, which inevitably you do, either subconsciously or consciously, if the latest production that you go and see is done well, then that's what you remember going forward.
And I think sometimes it's about seeing different people playing different roles and stuff and things like that and coming to it with a slightly different sort of way of performing that role. But, you know, I think it's always good to come and see something with fresh eyes.
Absolutely. And as you rightly say, Toby, people giving their own interpretations to particular roles adds something new and a different dimension to it. So absolutely right.
Well, the UK and Ireland tour of My Fair Lady continues around the country, and details about venues and dates can be found by visiting myfairladymusical.co.uk. Next time, Vida, we have the Welsh National Opera's production of Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro, a fantastic opera and one of my favourites too.
Absolutely, and a very popular opera amongst many opera goers. So yes, we'll hopefully explore that in terms of the audio description, which hopefully will enhance my enjoyment of that as well. So look forward to sharing that with you and listeners in another week or so's time.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Vidar, for sharing your audio described review of My Fair Lady at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby. That's great.